I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United Nations tells us the humanitarian situation in Lebanon is perilous due to ongoing military operations, continued displacement, and damage to critical infrastructure. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says,
14 months of conflicts between Hezbollah and Israel caused so much death and destruction. Sadly, more and more Lebanese families and other citizens who live in Lebanon are asking for food aid.
And winter's the rainy season in Lebanon. Nights are often cold and wet. Along with food, Heart for Lebanon distributes winter supplies to families in need. Every interaction provides a chance to share the gospel. Pray for perseverance as believers help families rebuild. And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Then, South Africa is among the top five nations with the worst crime rates in the world. Last week, a rash of brutal killings broke out, leading some to call for military action to restore order. Jason Wolford with Mission Cry says,
this past week in Cape Town, 10 people were killed. Gun violence is on a rise. From what the reports that we have of now, it's not by one group. It's just an overall chaos.
Even first responders know they could be attacked when answering an emergency call. Mission Cry works closely with a local pastor to resource the church. They're sending 3 shipping containers per year full of Bibles and Christian books, some of which will reach preteen kids who are in danger of being recruited by groups and gangs. So pray for the gospel to transform South Africa and ask God to guide Mission Cry's steps. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.